Welcome to your intuitive navigation system. Hi there, this is Kerry Waring, and I'm honoured that you would allow me the opportunity to share part of your journey with you in this way. Thank you. Our intuition is an integral part of who we are, and as we seek to know ourselves more as spiritual beings, there is often one basic rule that gets overlooked. That is the reliance on self and the importance of building trust in this. All too often, we continue to seek answers outside of ourselves, relying on the guidance of others, expecting them to know what is right for us. How can this be if we ourselves do not know what that is? Today, I'm going to share with you a simple technique which, once developed, it is the only technique I believe you'll ever need to truly guide your own life intuitively. Each and every step of the way, as you seek to make choices and decisions, coming back to this technique and your centre of self is all that you will need. Seek to replace this technique where there is doubt, where there is fear, and where there is negativity. Journey past the mundane with an intuitive and insightful look at your life as you sift through what is and what is not working for you. Clear the clutter with this simple yes or no technique, and the gifts of growth and fruition will be yours. Many years ago, I came to the exact point in my life where you are at right now. I didn't realize that walking a spiritual journey and living intuitively could be so simple. For me, it was clouded with doubt, a lack of confidence, and never-ending negativity. That is, until such time as I took upon a much-needed commitment to just increase my self-belief, but to do so knowingly. As I share with you this powerful technique, I want you to be aware of all your thoughts and feelings that may arise during the exercise for you. Try not to discount them, as you could miss an opportunity for change if you overlook them. It is in the bowels of knowledge and wisdom of one soul that great change can occur, but only if we pay attention to it and heed the signals. Your signals occur every day, from how you respond to negative influences through to how you respond to change. Take some time during this exercise to journal your feelings. Be inspired and share in the wisdom that is you. My intention here for you is to take hold of a technique which can be used anywhere, any time to empower yourself in any given situation. If there is one thing I teach that I truly believe can make a major difference in your life, then this is it. It truly is the simplest yet most effective technique I teach. To begin with, find a comfortable place to sit for a moment without any distractions. Once you've done this, take a couple of deep breaths to relax a little. In doing so, I'd like you to close your eyes and focus your awareness on your stomach region. How is it feeling? For most people, this region is the seat of your intuition, and we are about to give it a conscious voice. Once you are ready, I'd like you to ask yourself a simple question that you already know the answer to be yes. For example, am I a boy or a girl, whichever the case may be? Is my name Kerry, substituting your name, of course? Do I live at? You get my drift, I think. As you do this, pay attention to how your stomach is responding. Is there a relaxed feeling, a feeling of release, or even a feeling of nothing? It is different for everyone, so for now, just make a mental note. Personally, my yes feeling is a feeling of release. It seems to go, I'll just give you a few moments to understand how you're feeling with your yes. Once you have some kind of handle on this, I'd now like you to ask yourself a similar question, only this time you know the answer to be no. Again, start with, am I a boy? Or whatever is your opposite, of course. Is my name John? Again, you understand where I'm going. As you do this, pay attention to your stomach region and how it responds. There should be a difference between your yes and your no. While at this point it may be subtle, there should be a contrast. Again, this feeling is different for each and every one of us. For example, my no is a knotted up feeling as my stomach tenses, quite different to my yes. However, what is important to know is that for each of us, it will never change. Your yes will always feel like your yes, and your no will always feel like your no. It will never ever be different. If at this point you seem to be struggling a little, then I would say keep practicing. Remember, it is subtle. It's about raising our awareness, and sometimes that takes time. But there are a couple of things that you could try. Perhaps trying a more significant or more meaningful question to you might be the key. Perhaps you also have the sensations in somewhere in your body other than in your stomach region. In your chest, for example, I've seen that happen. So that's okay too. Remember, there's no right or wrong here. It is different for each and every one of us, as I said. And it is just really about practice. And eventually, I'm sure you'll make the connection. In time and with practice, this technique can be developed to be reliable enough that you are able to cut through the fear and clutter that crowds our minds and gets in the way, to such an extent that your moments of clarity are ever increasing while leaving the fear and doubt behind. Your intuition is a good measure of how well you know yourself, and being able to trust in it blindly and without hesitation is a measure of faith in yourself as much as it is faith in your Creator. For it is through our intuition that our connection to the divine expresses itself. This inherent part of who we are knows all and guides us knowing unerringly what is right for us, our purpose and our soul's evolution. We as humans only need to listen and act in alignment. I suggest building confidence in your use of this technique by using it firstly with the smaller things in life, such as, does it feel right to visit with my friend today? Or is driving this route the right way to go for me? Use it to clarify those daily insights we all get and pay no heed to. You know the ones where we've just met someone and instinctively we feel uneasy and we know this is someone I need to be careful with. Or we've walked into a room or environment and feel completely uncomfortable and are not sure why, but we just tend to try to ignore that feeling. Question it a little with your new intuitive navigation system. In your own timing, when you are ready, you can also apply it to the more significant decisions we all have to make from time to time. Is it time to change jobs? Is this job the right one for me? Is this connected to my purpose? Is this house the right one for me and my family? Will we be happy here? Building trust and faith in your own intuition in this way will open the door to greater personal growth as we sow the seeds of manifestation. Learn from one another as your signals pave the way. And may I be the first to congratulate you on becoming the master of your own intuitive navigation system. Once again, I thank you for allowing me to share this part of your journey, and I sincerely hope that you reap the rewards of this technique as I have, and please be sure to share it with those that you feel need it too. Thank you.